Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Kill it!
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Okay. Have a great Friday, you mother...
Kill it!
Yeah, so far my Friday's just off to a great start. It's fantastic. A little minor flooding, and maybe our house is going to explode. I don't know. Something.
Minor flooding?
Yeah. Oh, my God. There's something going on this morning when I, you know, you get up at 4 o'clock, you flush the toilet, and I was like, wow, that's really loud. What's going on with that? I'm like, all right, that's weird. So I walk over to start.
That was a big poop, wasn't it?
No, it's just a really loud flush.
My goodness.
That's
what you light a match?
Just peeing. So then I walk over to brush my teeth, and I turn on the faucet, and water comes just like spraying out of it. I'm like, wow, the pressure's crazy. So I'm like, all right, but nothing's leaking. And just now during the break, I went, I had to go number one.
Uh-huh.
Not anything special.
Sure.
It's all right. You can tell the truth, Sarah. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I had a bunch of coffee, and we all have to go. It happens.
Yeah.
So I flush the toilet, and then I'm sitting here, and I'm chatting with Bryn, and I go, you know, I feel like I still hear the toilet running. And I go in there, and it's flooded. And John's like, what? No, what? So he goes out, he's turning off the main. And I, oh, thank God I could call Richard. I'm so sorry I woke you up. Hurry. Please hurry. I don't know what's happening
it's
in my
okay.
house.
Okay, you turned off the main, so it's not going to flood anymore.
Oh, my God.
Richard, you can take your time.
No, Richard, hurry.
She had a French dip yesterday. These things happen, Richard.
It's got nothing to do with that.
All
it's
right,
regular.
Sure.
There's no crazy bathroom event. It's just
right.
my pressure is...
No, that happens a lot. Randomly.
Yeah, yeah, no, we think the pressure regulates.
Toilets flood, sure.
It's not flooding from the bowl. It's flooding from the connection to the wall where the actual water supply is.
Maybe lay off the,
where the valve is
going forward.
Yeah, where the valve
for
is.
You.
It's so I just turned off the water supply there. But now I'm afraid. I'm like, oh God, well, that was obviously letting some pressure out. So is that going to blow something else up? Oh my God.
You turn the sink on too. Might as well if you turn off the water to relieve the rest of the water in the pipes.
Yeah, I'm letting John handle that. Okay. Weirdly, I got a radio show to do. It's such a strange thing. Like as I'm running around the house but I'm also thinking to myself, oh man, this first story, here's how I'm going to approach that. And I think Vinny will like this one. And also my house is flooding and I better call Richard right now. And okay, 1 minute. All right, great. Let me see here. Brought to you by your mom, Celebrity Trash.
All right.
One mom is going to win
mom.
A two-night.
Sizzle.
Yes, she does sizzle. And she will sizzle even harder when she's hanging out of the Claremont Club and Spa.
All right.
Ooh, it's so good. The White Castle in the Oakland
Hills. On the hill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One mom is going to win a two-night stay. $100 dining credit and a spa gift from the Claremont Club and Spa, and will change the name of the radio station for her on Mother's Day. Lisa at 97.3. Naomi at 97.3. Whatever your mom's name is, or whatever your name is, you can nominate yourself. If you're a great mom and your kids are really little and they don't know how to write yet, I don't know. Go to radioalice.com/contests and tell us why the mom you're nominating is the one that should win. It's all brought to you by Fremont Bank. So big prize, love on that mom of yours, nominate her. Oh, that'd be such a nice, just a weekend getaway, you know, just a good time. This weekend, Sunday, 8 o'clock, actually it says 8 Eastern here, so I wonder if we do get the feed earlier. It's on ABC, the Oscars. I wonder if they run them. They just run them live across the country. So our time, it's 5.
I like the 5 o'clock. I'll put that on and watch it, and then I don't have to even think about it at bedtime. Right. You know, it's done.
Yeah, it's just in the background. You catch a couple things. Uh-huh. The guests attend the ceremony at Union Station, but the performers will be on stage at their normal location. Isn't that the Kodak Theater in Hollywood?
So you're right, Sarah. It's at 5 p.m. for us.
Okay. So that means like 3:30, 4 o'clock on, they'll be doing red carpet. Well, are they going to? They said it's going to be a really limited number of news outlets and photographers, et cetera. It's not going to be your normal red carpet walk up. So I don't know how they'll handle that show. The Academy hasn't announced a host. Last time they had a host was when Jimmy Kimmel did it in 2018. So unless there's some huge surprise and big reveal, I'm assuming it's just going to go like that. Some booth announcer will be going, up next, this. And now, here are these people. Mm-hmm. And this is our winner. So there you go. The Oscars. The Academy Awards. I think it's the 93rd. And it's this Sunday, 5 o'clock our time, on ABC. I don't know, celebrity a-hole of the day? You tell me. I'll tell you what happened, and you tell me. I think this is just... the whole spirit of it's wrong. Back in 2019, that UFC guy, Conor McGregor,
yeah,
the one who's always getting in fights, and I don't mean just in the ring. I mean, he's like, just seems like a violent, awful person.
Okay.
So he walked into this place called the Marble Arch Pub. This is 2019. Walks in and tries to buy everybody in the bar a shot of his new whiskey. Hooray, right? Free whiskey. Mm-hmm. Conor McGregor's whiskey. So an old guy who was a regular there turned him down. And Conor wound up punching him in the head. And I remember this story when it happened. Like, he was, don't you know who I am? I'll beat you up or unless you drink my whiskey. So for whatever reason, this guy doesn't want to try his whiskey. Maybe he's not a whiskey guy. He doesn't want to do a shot of whiskey. Whatever his reason is, who cares? A person can say, I'm not going to have any of your whiskey.
Whatever your reason for turning down a drink, you're allowed to turn that down.
And no one should question it.
Drunk people fight for no reason all the time.
Right. Yeah, I don't know if that guy was any part of this. What it sounded like from that original story was this guy said, no, no, thank you. Maybe he said it a little gruffer than that. And Conor McGregor punched him in the head. Old guy.
All right.
He ended up reaching a private settlement with that guy and also had to pay a fine. The story, however, does not end there. Conor is now buying this bar, the Marble Arch, and he says the guy who wouldn't drink his booze is banned.
Oh, God.
So that guy's local pub is now, he's not, well, he's going to have to put on a disguise. And other people are going to be like, so if I go to the new Marble Arch that's owned by Conor McGregor, am I going to get beat up unless I order his whiskey? Is that what I'm going to have to do in order to get in there? So he's buying the bar where he got in the fight. And
you know, the people who go into the fight game, it's one of those things where it's their job. And they're supposed to be able to, like, you know, be a good sport about it, even though you've just fist fought someone. And whether you won or lost, either way, you're supposed to be able to say, that's our job and we're done now and we're fine. And it's just not the reality for all these guys. And plenty of them have grudges and anger problems and issues that...
Well, it's what makes them a great fighter, Vinny.
Probably.
The average person doesn't go, you know what I want for a job? I'm going to go be a fighter. The average person goes, I'll do anything but get my head kicked
in. If you've ever been punched, and many people have, it's hard not to hold a grudge. Like, you
right?
really do.
And it's hard not to punch back. So
right. It's really a thing. So I don't, you know, you'd like to think he's better than that, but clearly it's not the case.
This is video footage of him making the background. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's in the background. There's Conor on the right. And okay. I guess they pull him off. It is an older guy. Yeah. The guy standing at the bar in the foreground, completely unperturbed. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and say this guy is the celebrity ahole of the day. Conor McGregor buys the pub where he once punched a guy for not drinking his whiskey and proceeds to ban him.
And there's the grudge that we talked about.
Honest
you
God.
Punched him, but you're still mad at him. Okay.
Well, he wouldn't drink my whiskey. I got to
right.
do something.
Well,
to
that still
really...
doesn't make any sense. What are
he's
you doing?
He's probably mad about the settlement.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
He had to pay the guy
a
some
bunch
money.
Of money, and he's like, well, oh, man. Yeah.
You punched him. The guy went out for a drink, and one of the best fighters in the world punched him in the face. I mean,
right.
Who's wrong here?
The guy who punched him in the face.
Right.
Yeah, the whole time. But in the end, Connor will show him. Without violence. So at least he's being creative about the ways that he punishes people now. You know, it's, you cannot go to your local pub anymore.
That man was unfazed, too. Like, he got a hit in the head, but he just sat there. He looked fine.
I'm sure Connor didn't hit him with everything he's got, right?
Well, one would hope. But doesn't he break people's heads? I mean, I don't know. Apple is, there's a class action lawsuit in the courts right now. Contending that it is misleading for iTunes to say that you bought something.
I 1,000% agree.
Well, 1,000%. You should join the suit. It just got okayed. The judge said, that seems reasonable. These people should be able to. If you buy something, generally speaking, it belongs to you.
One of the fortunate things about broadcasting in the Silicon Valley is that plenty of smart people around here are happy to point out how wrong you are on everything you mention. And
oh,
we've
everything.
Mentioned the iTunes yes. thing before and gotten texts from people saying, that's not yours. That isn't yours, and you don't get to pass it on to your neighbors or your friends when you die. Like, that's theirs. You're renting it.
You are, leasing it at least, right? I mean, it's like a lifetime lease for $19.99, but they should really spell that out because not only... can you not pass it to your loved ones when you die in that it is not a belonging of yours? If they suddenly lose the licensing on their platform, it's also gone. No refund.
Right.
You know, I thought I had that. Oh, they took away the, huh. So when you, quote, buy a movie, because they'll say buy it for or rent it for. Mm-hmm. So when you buy a movie, a TV show, or other content from providers like iTunes or Amazon Prime or all these other places that
say
you're buying
it. Yeah, I was
going to
say, in their defense, it's not much different when you buy something from one of the TV providers and you've got it while you have their service. And if you switch services, where are you going to put that?
All right. On an NFT. Whatever that is, see? We don't understand any of this. So if the provider should lose license to it or for a number of any other reasons, it can just disappear on you without warning. So there's a class action lawsuit. It's in the courts right now contending that it's misleading for iTunes. I think this one is a specific to iTunes suit, but I'm sure all the other streamers are looking up going, huh, no, what now? What are we?
Well, and streaming is the way. You know, I hate to say it. I held out as long as I could and was buying records, and I'm trying to support artists, and I love musicians. I want them to be rich and have a luxury life so they can make more music, and I love it. But I'm not going to pay for music that I don't own, and I'm not going to pay for music like when it's available to me for rent. The streaming thing's $14.95. What is it? $14.95? Whatever it is.
Well, you
I'm
probably have
more
it
music
one,
than
right?
ever now. Even things that I'm like, I would never buy that, but I can listen to it.
Sure. Anytime I want. It's like I own it. Mm-hmm. As long as I'm paying this subscription fee, I do. So this class action lawsuit says it's misleading for iTunes to say that you bought something when they can take it away from you at any time. Apple argued in court. It's unreasonable for a consumer to, quote, believe that purchased content would remain on the iTunes platform indefinitely. The judge said, no, it's not. That's like the definition of the word buy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It'll be interesting to see how this shakes out and if it changes the way we buy. They should just not call it buying it. They should say long-term lease.
Well, I would bet they're
long-term
just
going to say, access.
You know what? Our best bet is to just push you towards our streaming services and stop selling entirely.
So it
then
may...
what happens to the artist? Then they're even more like, that's right. It's weird because these things are like, how does this affect the artists and what would they say about this?
So there is a similar lawsuit that's brewing over Prime Video with Amazon, but I'm sure everyone in that business is looking toward the, whatever this decision is. All they'd have to do really is word it differently. I'm sure it's in the 1,000 pages you clicked agree on.
I agree. Yeah.
Right.
You're buying a license to play that track or album. That's it.
Right. And, you know, movies, I want it for the 24 hours or 48 hours that I'm going to have. I want to watch it now, so I'm going to rent it. Mm-hmm. To say that you're buying, but they're telling you you're buying this, so you presume that you own it.
Well, buy the DVD then.
Yeah, go get a DVD player at a secondhand store and buy the DVD if that they don't even make of that anymore. Just burn it to disc. How do you
have
do that?
Have you ever been one that collects movies?
Sure. Oh, yeah. When my kids were little, of course we did. We had to buy everything on DVD. There was no, you know, there's no streaming.
My grandma has all of our VHS tapes, all the Disney VHS tapes still. So,
yeah, I've never done that, but I do realize that's another, you know, mountain of money you spent on a system that's outdated.
Yeah.
Great. Mm-hmm. VHS tapes. Yeah. Super.
At least you can hand those down to your, you know, your family members when you pass, right?
Sure.
Until the tape degrades and is useless.
Exactly. We still have two VCRs.
You do? You have two VCRs?
We do.
What the hell's going on at your house?
I know, right?
Hitting stone and watching movies all day.
Shrek marathon with commercials.
It all comes clear, though. Like, we hear that she watches a Shrek marathon with commercials, and she thought Barb and Marg go to Mr. Del Star or whatever it is, and she thought that was great, and it turns out she's clearly a stoner.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So you agree then?
Yes,
we're going on record.
Well, yesterday was the 20th anniversary of Shrek, which I didn't know, and so I think that's why there was a marathon.
And it was a day after.
Yeah, but why did that might explain why there's a marathon, but why did you sit and watch all 6 hours of it?
Because what else is there to do?
Anything. Go to Target. Don't you go to Target all the time? Isn't that
no,
where you hang out? The Target.
Isn't that where you look for chaunches and sweatpants?
Come on. Right. That's what you tell us.
I have to go there today.
You ate something.
Oh.
Guaranteed.
Get ready,
this
fellas.
This girl's up to no good.
No good.
So was it like a gummy or
yeah,
a gummy.
What was it? Oh, you did. Oh, I should have known. As soon as she said three Shrek movies in a row with commercials, we should have known it.
With commercials.
Yeah, because who does commercials anymore?
The zinger or anything.
Well, nobody. I'll do commercials, but not for a three-movie marathon. At that point, you go, all right, we're settling in. Let's rent the darn thing and watch them straight through.
I don't
know.
I think just because when I was a kid, Harry Potter was on all the time with commercials, and my sisters and I still sat there and watched them. So I think I'm just used to commercials.
Or you were too stoned to get up off the couch. One of those.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's true.
I lost the remote. I'd watch anything else, but
I did fall asleep, so didn't finish it.
Wow. What a day.
What a day.
If only I had thought to myself, you know what you should do? Get stoned and then watch Barb and Star go to Vista Del Mar. Then I would have been like, oh, now I see what Nikki's saying. Now I see why she makes it a 4 out of 5. Well, right. They got it figured out.
Well, Hooman
and Corey really liked it.
Yeah,
Maybe they're both stoners too.
Yeah. We found out Hooman takes edibles, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, he does?
I think he would. I don't know if he still does, but. I'm going to do this quickly. I don't have a whole ton of time, but this is maybe the best baseball story ever. I personally think this is adorbs-able. It's strange. Bo Bichette, he is an up-and-coming star with the Toronto Blue Jays. And on Wednesday, he hit a crazy home run at Fenway Park in Boston.
Okay.
It went over the green monster and out of the park.
What did the mass holes do? Let's wonder.
It's not about that at all. It's like a crazy, so you go, oh, congratulations, Toronto Blue Jay. How amazing. Not that many people could hit it actually out of the park. So
some
the ball,
asshole in the out in the street caught the ball, taped a stick of dynamite to it, and threw it back to the guy who hit the home run, right?
You'd think, knowing massholes as we
yes.
do. So the ball falls down onto Lansdowne Street, which is right outside the park. It bounces around and comes to rest in front of a vacant building. That building used to be a Gold's Gym, and at that gym, 30 years ago, Bo Bichette's parents first met. That's
They're Bostonians. His
I don't know if
are...
they're Bostonian. They must be, right? And he just turned out to, you know, got taken by the Toronto Blue Jays. It was the summer of 91. Bo's dad, Dante Bichette, who was also a baseball player. He was with the Brewers at the time.
No surprise
they
there.
Were in town to play the Sox. So I don't know. And he meets his future wife. He's hanging out. He says, I'm going to go to Gold's Gym before the game. Meets Mariana. And they went out and he wound up. That's where they first met. This guy's parents. It's just.
Wow.
Just a bizarre story.
Okay,
like
well, not
thing.
Close to the best baseball story ever.
Oh, it's
but
a great baseball
like it.
Story.
It's
I love
nice.
It.
It's fine. It's, you know, okay. But the best?
Yeah, it's great.
All right.
The guy hits a home run 30 years later, and it lands where his parents went. He didn't All know. Right. Would he have a map going? How did he know? Anyway, it's just it's a magical story. There should be a movie about it. All right, I'm done. Turns out it wasn't the best story.
All right.
All right, what's coming up?
Well, speaking of movies, unfortunately, there's a sub underwater that is about to run out of air. It's a made-for-movie as the entire the world tries to figure out how to rescue these sailors.
Oh,
and then a bunch
no.
of nonsense
Oh, this is horrible.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.